On the show today, we have Breach Clarity's very own Jim Van Dyke and Sontek's Brian Long talking about how Breach Clarity and Sontek are working together to give Criticians an opportunity they've never had before in fighting fraud. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Breach Clarity's very own Jim Van Dyke right down there below us. Jim, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, always glad to have you guys on. And then right next to me is Mr. Brian Long from Sontik. S-O-N-T-I-Q is how it's spelled, right, Brian?
It is. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I look forward to being on.
Thanks. Yeah, this will be fun. Yeah, we're talking about a totally new fintech ID fraud problem solution and how your two companies are working together to give credit unions an opportunity that they've never had before. But before we get into that opportunity, Jim, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us about this kind of totally different fintech ID fraud problem / solution here? Because everybody's kind of experiencing tough times, obviously, this year. And that's kind of an understatement for 2020. But can you give us kind of a lay of the land here? And then we'll dive right in. And then, Brian, you can chime in as well.
That sounds great, Mike. And again, thanks for having us on there. We are a solution for tough times. And I was talking to one of our clients yesterday, Baxter Credit Union, who is getting ready to roll us out. And she was just talking on and on about how they chose us because of the tough times we're in. They signed with us. And I didn't actually realize that the reason that they were looking for a solution like ours was because of the tough, like fear stricken position that members are in right now. So just for a backstory on that, and I'm going to throw in one more backstory, which is that the way Brian and I met was actually when we both volunteered for kind of a thankless job, but that is volunteering on the board of the CFPB. Oh. So which sends fear down a lot of people's spine, right? But we both share this belief that if you believe in something like your country, you should be volunteering, trying to make it work better, right? And so that's why we did it. And guess what the first thing the CFPB did was, before we actually joined the board, is they went after a few of the big banks, and I won't mention any names, Brian can if he wants, that were unethically marketing this identity protection products. I want to say identity protection in air quotes.
Okay.
Because, Sontik, if I could just give a pitch for Brian, they're like the real deal. And then we're adding this element to it within Breach Clarity that sits within digital banking, right? And that's where identity protection should be. It should connect to digital banking because most ID fraud happens in the consumer's existing accounts, not in new credit accounts. So that's the whole smoke and mirrors part of this industry that no one talks about. So we're working together where we can give people not only far higher degrees of safety and assurance than they ever had possible before, but we can also give credit unions an add-on opportunity. Brian, my answer is way too long, so let me give you some time.
Brian, that's great. Well, a lot of individuals don't really know the Sontik brand. It's fairly new, but we are the coming together of a couple of identity companies. One of them is the Easy Shield brand, where we have been in the check fraud protection, share draft protection, and account protection for over 40 years. And the other one is the market leading Identity Force. And we merged those companies together to both have a consumer and a B2B brand. And we are the market leader, and we take this very seriously. We are one of the premier brands. We're ranked number one by multiple sources, including U.S. News and World Report. Javelin, Jim's old company, and we do things differently where we have a small business suite, we protect the consumer, we protect the small business accounts, and we're very, very serious about protecting from identity theft, fraud, protection breach, etc. And so, millions of customers, but a 40-year history with the credit union and banking space.
Yeah, and as we all know, this year, fraud has been off the charts for obvious reasons because of the pandemic, and it's, the fraudsters were just, they were all over the place, obviously, and, that was just crazy. So how have you guys handled that and helping credit unions at the same time. So, because I mean, that is a huge fear. And Brian, I'll let you continue.
We're number one in obviously we monitor and we're resolution and we support our customer base and both credit unions and the industries, both commercial and non-financial, by monitoring, tracking, and resolution, and giving a peace of mind that that your information is being aggregated and evaluated, and you have the opportunity to really look at that. What we did with Jim and Breach Clarity is Jim's business and our business are taking it down to a personalization level and taking it down to the mm-hmm. the person of one, mm-hmm. so that it's not a generic broad sweep. It's more about this is me, this is what it means to me, and this is what I need to do about it. Mm-hmm. And so we're experts at what you need to do about it. Jim's business with its information systems and algorithm takes his company down to that person or that account of one, identifies it, then has a prescription. And think of us as the pharmacist that works with Jim to fill the prescription.
Oh, nice.
Is that a fair way to say it, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, Brian, that was perfect. So let me just, I'll add an analogy to drive Brian's point home. Imagine if everybody tomorrow couldn't get a personal diagnosis from their doctor. Right? Everybody walking into a doctor's office is being given the same drug prescription or, I'll just say something that's as ridiculous as my scenario. Everybody is being told, go see a physical therapist for your left wrist. You go, what are you talking about? That's not me at all. You didn't even examine me. It's not personal to me.
Right.
So what we're doing that Brian just described is the equivalent of that like seismic shift. Where, because everybody has a unique data breach history. I mean, it's true. Data breaches are happening all the time. There's no way everybody has the same history.
Right.
Our algorithm pulls from that the identity crime risks that each unique individual, credit union members, uniquely face. And guess what? Most of that fraud risk is likely to happen at the credit union. So now everybody gets a personal, as Brian said, prescription. So we get members that are more likely to take action because they take it seriously. People are going to listen to that. They take doctor's advice today, hopefully, because it's personalized after a diagnosis. And they take action. It's action that drives costs lower, and it can drive revenue higher, with the products that Brian was talking about.
And we drive the revenue higher by protecting the accounts, lessening the amount of churn. We also, when there is a breach of any kind, whether it the first call is usually to your credit union or your call center at your financial institution. So mm-hmm. with us, you have the surety that we're there. We have our resolution centers. We have our support centers to help both the consumer and or the company through the issue that they're seeing and happening. You referenced the amount of fraud that's going on this year. You know, as a kid growing up, I'll give you a bit of humor. My mother was a probation and parole officer, and she'd say crime's a growth business. And so you're always going to put food on the table, right? And so it's a similar kind of thing that you see here, which is that we constantly are looking and monitoring for protecting your digital health and safety, whether that's a corporation or whether that's an individual. And we do it for millions and millions of customers.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. And so what brought you guys to, obviously you've known each other for a while, but what brought your companies together? Was this something fairly recent? Has it been in the plans or in the works for quite a while now? Or what brought you guys together here?
Does it sound it depends on how you see recent, right? I'm the last, probably 8-9 months ago, I saw a blog Jim was writing and I realized that, we have thousands and thousands of customers, and I looked at where we were taking our strategic intent and how together by integrating and working a partnership, Jim can do the best of what he does coupled with what we do and the depth and breadth of all of the way that we monitor, track, and resolve. And so we cut a long-term relationship, an exclusive relationship where we can support the credit unions and members, both either consumer or commercial side, providing that kind of, if you will, and it's a little overused term, but kind of a full service around protecting you from breach and from your identity protection and digital health.
Very cool. And Jim, what your perspective on that? I mean, because it sounds like, because you got, like you say, you're getting down to a personal level here. It's not just a all-encompassing thing. It's very, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like today's marketing, you know, you're actually marketing to the individual now. So now you're protecting the individual from these fraud attacks, right?
Right. Right. You know, I'll bring it, you know, and I'll echo everything. Brian just described this scenario perfectly. I hadn't even realized you'd taken over at Sontiq, and my former company did rank his product number one, and I'm actually a paid subscriber.
Hey.
You know, just because I said, well, I'm going to take the company that we independently ranked number one before he even took over as CEO of it. But one of the things that so we are the answer to a riddle or a perplexing question, and I hope people who either like run digital, run innovation, run retail groups, or maybe run fraud are listening to this part, because they'll relate. We're about to give the answer to something that has puzzled people for a long time. So why is it that consumers' number one concern when it comes to choosing an FI, deciding whether they go on digital at all, if they're an older person, or do more things via digital versus picking up the phone? How can security be the number one concern, and yet people won't follow any of their FI's advice?
Yeah.
Right? So how can both of those be true? And everybody knows both of those things are true. The missing ingredient is the lack of personalization. So we are the answer to that riddle, because we don't have a nation, thankfully, full of, you know, people that will, you know, insist that, you know, medical science is quackery, because people get personalized help. Right. And people pay attention to aches and pains and risks, and they appreciate expertise. So we are the answer to that, just as an add on to what Brian said. And we're two complementary pieces of the puzzle. You know, Brian is about fulfillment of these services and tools and help. We are the advice, the personal diagnosis.
Okay. Cool.
And we're a SaaS, cloud-based organization, and we deal with both the direct to consumer and obviously through business to business, or, you know, credit union to their end user. But at the end of the day, really, our job is to take it down to that customer one, and this is an extension that makes, if there is a data breach that happens, if there's information, we can actually, instead of us doing the inquire, we have what I would call, from Jim's world, predictive inquiry. Because what you need to understand is, what are the steps that you need to do? So what Jim's organization does is says, you've had a breach, and here's what this is, and this is kind of what we think the prescription is. Well, we actually look at that electronically and digitally integrated, and say, we've already going to do those steps for you, because you've combined these two services together. So it's seamless.
Yeah.
Makes it the customer for the FI protected and secure, and it makes it safety and soundness, and supporting that whole idea of protecting your digital health.
Indeed. And so is this taking fraud protection to a whole new level? Because that's what it sounds like to me, because it sounds like, you know, a lot of credit unions may not have the answer here. And as we know, as we well know, fraud is getting more and more sophisticated as well. It's not just some guy in his hoodie in the basement trying to hack into something. There's, you know, huge syndicates now, and super sophisticated. So is this protection taking it to a whole new level to either answer or quell the sophistication out there right now, Jim?
Yeah, it really is, because of the personalization and because of the power, like Brian described, of his organization. Like, right, so we're this new innovation. Brian's organization brings all this power, this, you know, lots of capabilities and people that can both aid the consumer if they've gotten, you know, been a victim of a breach, and then get products and FIs that they could sell, lots of things like that.
Yeah.
So, but that there isn't anything like what we've created on the market today. It doesn't exist yet. So, I mean, it hasn't existed before now. So there's little slices that are trying to mimic it. And there's a lot of scary ads for expensive products on late night cable TV shows. But no, not something that really gives an authentic solution within the credit union's experience that is also, you know, that not that lowers costs and increases the revenue. It's a total game changer.
Well, and also go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
You know, one of the things I was going to compliment Jim's product on is that when there is a problem, it really, we're integrating it into our technology so that it's seamless. And his team has been phenomenal to work with the deep, deep subject matter expertise that the organization has. And then secondly, we as a business are really focused on families as well. So our product actually goes across that whole spectrum of families and even adult children up to the age of 26. And so it enables you to give even a further view of safety for that family and your members and their family.
Wow. This is so cool. This is so cool. So what's the goal here? I mean, obviously, because it sounds like when you have this type of protection from the member's perspective, it builds a huge amount of trust in your financial institution. In this case, credit unions. Is that kind of the ultimate goal here, Jim?
Well, it's all financial institutions, literally around the world. But we're starting with credit unions because we are mission-driven, right? We want to create something that is wholesome and yet, of course, creates a lot of profit opportunity. Let's move money from the bad people to the honest people.
Right.
So credit unions were a natural place to start. You know, Brian and I both have history in there. We have launched digital products in there. But this is because we've essentially created like the Richter scale of data breaches. It's not a perfect analogy, but giving every breach a score. But coming out soon, you know, and very soon, actually, in our partnership together, every member will have a score. So you know how, like, you have a credit score, you're going to have an identity safety score. This is coming very soon in 2021. It's a very early part through our partnership first. So once people have that, it allows credit unions to really be the safest choice for the members. So if they're looking for a reason to grow and differentiate, like Baxter was, you're going to see that coming out very soon. So the goal is to be everywhere because we want to help as many people as we can, but that's how we're starting.
And add a ton of value to the credit union, Brian.
And the other thing that we're doing with our new user experiences and platform is contextually making it easier for the consumer to understand what's happening, what they're doing, even to the point of when you get an alert, it's natural language processing in the technical term. So it's really a layman's view to say, oh, okay, that's what this is. Because we track and monitor, you know, 24/7 daily. And so a lot of that, when there is an event, this will help you understand even further. But we're actually going one step further where we monitor, you know, your digital safety, you know, 24/7, whether that's the dark web, whether that's aggregating your financial information and credit scores, et cetera. But that's what we are about. And we're, you know, again, we take this very seriously. We are, again, the number one ranked by multiple sources in the space as to how we handle identity fraud protection and monitoring.
Well, we are extremely happy to have you guys on our team.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it was really great to meet up with a old colleague and friend, happenstance, when I took on the role of CEO here. And Jim's got this great start with his innovation company. So combined, we got two great innovators that are hoping to change the industry.
Yeah, and it's great news for credit.
And I'm enjoying working with Brian a ton. He's a lot of fun, brings a lot of positive energy, and super creative. And we're excited about just creating some goodness.
No doubt. And credit unions, they have to be excited as well. Because again, it just adds a ton of value to them. And and the trustworthiness of, you know, from a member standpoint would be through the roof. So I can't wait to see this in action. And I think we're going to be talking to somebody at Baxter, right, Jim?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We got that conversation coming up later this week. So we'll talk with first FI to roll it out.
Look, right on. I'm excited. All right, guys, anything else here to add? Any final words of wisdom? Brian, I'll let you go first, if you like.
Well, no, I just want to thank you for the time, and I really look forward to helping the industry.
Yeah, this is going to be cool. See it in action. Jim?
Yeah, same here. Thank you so much, Mike, for the good work you're doing. Join the partnership with Brian and Sontiq, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Yeah, definitely. See all this stuff in action. So I'm excited to see that as well. Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. You probably have a lot on your plate. And thank you for all that you do to protect the consumers out there from the fraudsters out there. So appreciate it.